Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is, we're over halfway through April. 18 April 2023. Welcome to the next broadcast. And I do mean that. And we're going to have a very special guest, a gentleman I've never had on before. My name is David Sorensen. I'll tell you about that in a minute. And, tonight's program, folks, is going to be something that all I can tell you is just buckle up your seatbelt, because you're going to hear things tonight. It's probably going to make you angry, and it should, really should. Before I go to guests, though, don't forget that we are offering the Gay Manifesto, written back in 1987. That absolutely, it's about 2 pages long. It tells you everything they had planned to do to us and our children and grandchildren, and they've just about, well, they're not just about, they've got accomplished. And they told us that back in 1987, folks, and people ignored it. Well, they come to pass because the church went to sleep. The rest of people went to watch a ball game, I guess. But nothing's really slowed down very much. But tonight we're going to discuss that issue and a lot more. But that's available for the cost of postage. Whatever you, if you can afford to send $3, $4, or $5, we'd appreciate it. We'll send a copy of that, because you'll make copies, give to your friends. Show it to everybody you can as to how far down the road we come in the direction of absolute filth and decadence, and being warned in advance it's going to happen. Tomorrow night, I'm going to read this on the air tomorrow night, so you stay tuned tomorrow night, and we're going to read it. And don't forget, we're offering, of course, the product that I'm so thrilled to offer. I actually got two or three of them I really tickle with. C60, Bob Griska's product is phenomenal product. It's eased my pain in some places like you wouldn't believe. But being a diabetic, sugar to fiber has been phenomenal. We don't offer any products through this ministry. We don't, because we just can't afford it. But the ones we offer actually work. I don't care whether C60, carbon 60. Folks, if you haven't got that, you need to try it. Any kind of aches and pains you have, and a whole lot more, it'll work on that. All the vitamin toothpaste and mouthwash we offer, the Strauss products, all those are here, and they do work. I wouldn't have them on here. And sugar to fiber is the latest one. And I can be a personal testimony of that, too. It works phenomenally. And don't forget, we're going to have church again this weekend, because we missed the first Saturday because of weather. This coming Saturday, we'll be there again. Hope you can join us. This will be a special Saturday. Phil Hudock's going to do most of this coming Saturday. Every time he puts together a program, folks, it's powerful beyond words. You can watch us live if you go to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, and click on live stream. At 10:30 a.m. Eastern, Saturday morning, we'll be there. And then you can listen on the phone if you want to, 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. I hope you tune in. I promise you won't be bored. I can guarantee you that. And if you have any questions about anything, you can call us at the office. If you don't have a long distance, you can call us toll-free at 800-777 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. You can call long distance. It does help us, folks. Saves us a little bit of money every month if you call 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448 to call and talk to Lisa during the day from 9 to 4 Eastern. We'll be in the office course on Thursday as usual. And Crystal is back, and she's doing a great job catching things up with here in the office. So, anyway, tonight's program, I think you're going to find interesting, disgusting, may make you angry. We're going to talk to David Deck, to David Sorensen. And he's asking a question. Will you stand with us against normalization of pedophilia? Now, folks, I don't like this. I don't like it at all. But 25 years ago, I said this was going to happen. Not because I'm such a smart individual. I saw the progression of evil that long ago. We are seeing pedophilia, sex with children, being normalized and starting to be accepted all over this country. As a matter of fact, this is now being taught in some colleges, some other areas of where young people shouldn't be to hear it. All right, and pornography, of course, in the schools is bringing this in a little bit at a time. And some of the things, folks, that's in the school systems, and you go to my website, PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. Look under church news or immoral news. Look at what they're showing your children in school and in libraries. Check it out for yourself. It's nothing but porn and cartoon features. Check it out, folks. And I mean, if you do it, because I mean, if your child's going to the public school system, they're walking right into this. If you let it happen, shame on you. You know, the Bible tells us, the scripture, that's much better if for someone to have a millstone hung around their neck and be cast into the sea than to defend the child. That's in your book, folks. I mean, he said, Christ says, better if you offend one of the little ones, better that you have a millstone hung around and cast into the sea. This is what's happening. The people that are doing this to our children, payday is coming. If you're out there at night and you're involved in this, you support it by your silence, payday is coming. I promise. David Sorensen is a guest. David, are you there? I don't hear David. David, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
All right. I can hear you now, sir. Hello. Welcome. Good to have you.
Yeah, let me double check. Can you hear me now, too?
I can hear you. Yes, I can. Yes.
Oh, good. All righty.
Coming across loud and clear. And welcome to tonight's program, and thank you for taking time to join us tonight.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Would you mind telling the folks a little bit about David Sorensen, where he come from, what he did before he got involved in this? Just give us a little bit of a biography about who you are.
Yeah, hi. Well, so I'm David John Sorensen. I'm a missionary from Europe. God sent us to America in 2016. I've always been on the front lines in Europe, always, you know.
Now, I want to just say one thing, David. David, don't say one thing. Folks, hear what he said. God sent a missionary to America. We used to send missionaries all over the world. Now God has sent missionaries to America. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, that's interesting. And, you know, the reason we are here, one of the reasons is that God told us, okay, let me say something candid. I was never interested in the American cartoons of the superheroes. And one night God gave me a dream, and in the dream he showed me that I am Captain America. And I was like, who the heck is Captain America? You know, why? And so I looked it up. And I was fighting against the cabal, you know, here in America, fighting for freedom and fighting against, basically fighting against the Nazis and fighting against communism. And so I looked that up and I see, oh my goodness, Captain America is fighting against the Nazis and against communism. That's what I'm doing. So basically God said, David, you're from Europe, but I'm going to use you to fight for America.
Wow. Wow. Well, welcome to the battle. We need you. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. That was really interesting because we came to America because we thought America is the land of the free, you know. That's one of the reasons why God put America in our heart, the land of freedom. And being here and then seeing that all the freedoms of the people were starting to be erased.
Yeah.
And that so many people in America don't even care about America. They don't know how great their country is. And for us, it's an incredible blessing to be here. We are like, man, you know, so sometimes people tell us, you guys are more patriotic and more American than most Americans. And we're like, are you kidding? You know?
No, they're not kidding. Most Americans have no idea. And to be quite honest with you, David, a lot of them don't care.
That's what I've noticed, that people have no idea in what an amazing country they live. And for me, you know, I've always loved history, and it was very interesting for me to learn about the foundation of America, that this nation was actually founded by people who broke away from the British elites, who basically are the tyrants who are behind all this evil that we're seeing in the world. And so America is the only nation in the whole world that was founded upon a rebellion against those satanic financial elites from the city of London. And they founded a nation that they dedicated to God and to freedom. And so there is something extremely profound about this nation that I see that most Americans don't even understand.
That's very true. Well, it's been lost over many generations. The public fool system had destroyed what was once the foundation of America. The foundation of America at one time was simply the Word of God and the morals that we learned from it. That's been destroyed for many years, and they've undermined it all. They're changing the system now to become a totally humanistic, satanic system, and it's working very well, especially on generations, we'll say 40 and under now.
Yeah, they are clueless. They literally have no clue. That's so true. And it's concerning, but I am also excited to see that there is still an incredibly powerful bastion of patriots and freedom warriors in America, especially in politics. You know, when I see people like Carrie Lake and Marjorie Greene and Jim Jordan and, you know, and of course Donald Trump, people who really, you know, who really bow their knee to God, and they show that it's literally a battle between good and evil, between the children of God and the children of darkness.
Well, I agree. I agree with what you're saying. And although I don't agree that, in a sense, that politicians are never going to change this country. I mean, you can't get a spiritual solution from a political plan. It just doesn't work that way. And I noticed things about some people you mentioned that I won't get into right now. But we've got to turn this nation back to God. We've got to get people's eyes open to the fact of what's going on. And what you're doing now, exposing the filth that's being taught to our children. I mean, literally filth, folks. Things that will make an adult blush are being taught to your children every day from a fifth grade rate on up, and most of you don't even know it. Go ahead.
Yeah, so this is one of the things that really shocked me, and I'm actually taking several days off now. I'm going to the river in the mountains with my children to mentally recover after working on a report about this, because it's so extremely horrible. But so what I found, and I will be releasing a full evidence report on this on my website, Stop World Control, May 6th. But what I found is that there is a worldwide strategic operation ongoing that is being organized by these financial elites who control the World Health Organization and the United Nations and all those other globalist organizations. They are issuing official guidelines to education authorities all over the world, where they literally instruct them, and all the evidence for this will be in the report, and all the documents will be there for download, but they literally say that the new, and they call it comprehensive sexuality education, has to make sure that little children start with sex as soon as possible, and that the education helps them to have sexual partners. And they're talking about the age from, it is as insane as can be, from the age of zero. And their documents literally state that teachers in kindergartens must teach toddlers to masturbate, to have interest in the body of their friends. They have to learn about their sexual desires. You know, it is insane beyond insanity. And then it goes on from the age 5 to 6. They tell, so basically it's from 0 to 4, 5 to 6, and then 7 to 9, 9 to 12, etc. But it goes on saying that children need to be taught how to use online pornography. They have to be taught to engage into sexuality with the same sex. They are taught that they have to understand that they are probably not the right sexual identity, that many of them, so this is not just something that floats around and suddenly happens in society. What we are seeing with the transgender movement is a strategic infiltration operation to transform the entire culture through the education system. And these are official guidelines sent to upcoming teachers. They are taught that the goal of the sex education is to make sure that children start with sex as soon as possible. The guidelines to teachers and to school directors say that children are sexual beings and that there is no age limit for sexual activity. And, you know, and I'm focusing in my evidence report on the Netherlands, because the Netherlands is a center for this child pornography. And the publisher in the Netherlands who is creating these school materials, these curriculums, that organization is a global organization. They are funded by International Planned Parenthood Foundation. They are funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They work very closely together with the United Nations and the World Health Organization. So what is happening right now in the Netherlands will happen worldwide if the people of the world don't become aware of this and stand up against it. So what is happening there? There are schools in the Netherlands where children are playing sex games in class. They are masturbating themselves and each other. They learn about oral sex. There are children's books being recommended by this publisher that literally explain everything about oral sex. There are videos shown to the kids in schools where parents and teachers explain all about masturbation to little children. There are posters put up in schools that tell little kids to find a safe place in school to have sex with their friends from the same sex. They picture boys with boys and girls with girls. This is an invasion. It is a strategic, I would almost call it a military style operation to strategically hijack the minds of the little children worldwide. And in my evidence report, I have all the evidence that shows that this is literally directly organized by organizations that historically have always been at the forefront of the pedophilia movement. This organization in the Netherlands that is publishing these curriculums and these children's books, they're called Rutgers, R-U-T-G-E-R, Rutgers. They work closely with the World Health Organization. This organization has always worked together with leading pedophilia organizations that in the past literally published magazines, and the magazines are archived online, so in my evidence report people can click on them and can literally download the actual copies of those magazines. In those magazines is stated that a family is evil, a family is unnatural, children have to be liberated from the prison that is a family by pedophiles. And these magazines are extremely, you know, they put naked children on the cover and all throughout the magazine. There's a comic strip in one of those magazines that shows, it's the story of a little girl who says that she, after school, she always goes to her uncle, and she says, he's not my real uncle, but he likes that I call him that way. And then she says, I like it more with him than in my family. So there you have that mindset. And then he starts having oral sex with her. And she says that she's so happy with that. And then somebody walks by, looks through the mirror, and he sees it. He's shocked. The man, the pedophile, is put in prison, and the little girl says how unfair that is. That nasty man at the window is free, who caught them, and her, you know, and the pedophile is in prison. That is a comic strip in that magazine. That magazine was published by a man who had a massive collection of child pornography. The legal successor of that organization who published these pedophilia magazines, that legal successor finances Rutgers, who publishes these school materials that go to all the schools in the Netherlands and who work hand in hand with the World Health Organization. You know, so that is solid evidence that the World Health Organization is literally pushing pedophilia organizations to take over the schools worldwide. And Rutgers works in 27 nations, but the same things are going on already in America.
Wow. And I got to ask you a question. Now, what did you say you did before you got involved in this? What were you doing before you got involved in all this? What kind of work were you doing?
I've always been a Christian minister. I have a professional media training. First, I worked with media, with radio and television and magazines. You know, I also authored 8 books back in Europe until God really called me to invest everything I have to make a better world. And wow. He really showed me, David, the talents that you have. You know, I can use them to make myself rich, but I can also use them to help this world. And so God really filled my heart with an incredible love for the people in this world that are hurting. And that's why I give everything I have to use. You know, I came into America with a very rare permanent visa that is hardly ever granted to anyone. It's called Extraordinary Ability. It's given to Nobel Prize winners, people who are recognized worldwide as innovators and leaders in their field of expertise. And so it was a miracle that they gave that to me. There were people from the governments in Belgium and publishers and, you know, a lot of people who all said, well, they just confirmed my influence worldwide in my field of expertise. So God has given me a gifting, a creative gifting of media and communication. And I could use that. So in Europe, I have made several companies who were on the verge of bankruptcy. I've made them extremely successful simply by transforming how they communicate, and they became really big in a short time.
Well, let me ask you another question, if you don't mind. Let me ask you one more question, if you don't mind. When you first started looking at this and you found what you found, what did you think?
What did I think?
Yeah.
What I thought was that I understood, you know, being a Christian, we all have this concept about evil, that, yeah, it's Satan, that we all fight against Satan. I found that this is not true. I believe that the Bible is right when it says that Satan is completely defeated by Christ. You know, there are so many ways that Satan has been totally defeated. What we're fighting against is a small group of people who have vowed to destroy the Christians. They have vowed to take control over the entire world, and they worship a whole bunch of fallen angels. And
they do.
I have several.
This is so interesting that you understand, because of course Satan is ahead of his own kingdom, but he has many servants, and unfortunately, many of them walk around as people and deceive the nations. You deceive the people. We're told in Scripture that Satan has his own ministers behind the pulpits, even.
Yeah. So you have a small group of people who are very strategically organized. They operate from the city of London, from Washington, D.C., from Vatican City. And the interesting thing about that is that those are sovereign states who are not submitted to the laws of the nation in which they are situated. They are above those nations. No one and nothing can touch them. They are totally sovereign. They rule over the governments of their nations.
True.
For example, the city of London is 1.5 square miles within London City. So you have London City, which we all know, but then you have the city of London, which is a very small area. And that area, it has its own courts, its own military, its own police, and they rule over the United Kingdom, over the parliament. They are the ones who control Washington, D.C. They are the ones who control the mainstream media. They are the ones who control the World Health Organization and the United Nations. That's where you have the headquarters of Freemasonry, headquarters of the Federal Reserve, of the Rothschilds, and of hundreds of banks. So that is an area where no nation, no court has any jurisdiction. They can do whatever they want. And, you know, so that is something that most people aren't even aware of.
That's very
true. That evil is very strategically organized. And I remembered what Christ said. The children of darkness, they are, I don't know how you say that in English. I know it in Dutch, but
wiser than children of light in some areas. That's true. They're wiser in their own ways.
So,
yes.
Yeah. So in Dutch, it says they work far more strategically. They plan and plot. They are, you know, they have long term vision. They've been preparing this for centuries. And so I'm learning from this that we as a children of light, we need to become wise as well. We need to become strategic, and we need to become organized and really work in a very, you know, intelligent way, led by the Spirit of God, to wake up humanity.
All right, hang on through the break. Hang on through the break, please. Please, Dave, hang on through the break.
Yep.
After the break, folks, we'll take some phone calls as usual at 844-769-2944. We're not done yet by any means. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSG. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back here. We're talking to David Sorensen. StopWorldControl.com. StopWorldControl.com. Check out the website. You're going to find things that will deeply disturb you. And what we're discussing, folks, is not pleasant. It's not at all something that anyone enjoys talking about unless you're some kind of sadist, because this information is just absolutely disgusting. And the powers that be that run this world, Satan's elect, if you will, his minions and his fallen angels, their influence in country. And, folks, I did a whole teaching on angels and the kingdom of Satan and his angels that run nations and run cities. Yeah, folks, they're real. They're real. And they are now in control. And I was just teaching at the talk last Saturday, I was just telling David about Matthew chapter 5, when Christ said, if the church, that's us, loses savor, it's thenceforth good for nothing to cast out and try to put them in. And we're seeing that happen. The church today are losing suits in courts because they wouldn't shut down for COVID. They went to church anyway, and now they're losing suits and had to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars because the judge says, well, you can't do that. Forget about the church and the Constitution, anything moral. We're losing because we're being cast out and trodden under the foot of men. It's time to stand up, speak up, and I just tell David, I don't think we can turn this thing around in this country, but nonetheless, that's none of my business. Duty is ours, consequences are God's. David's out swinging the sword, I'm going to swing the sword. If our Father wants to just turn this thing around, he'll let it happen. If not, I'm going down swinging because I have nothing to lose. I have nothing to lose. You kill me, I win. I have nothing to lose. That's the whole point of being a believer in Christ. You can't lose. That's the whole thing about it. And David, we'll take a phone call. Man, folks, you want to call 844-769-2944. Have you approached churches with this information? Have you approached churches, and how do they receive you?
I have not really personally approached churches. I have been approached by several ministry leaders who hear the information and who are awake, but I would say that overall, when I look at the landscape of Christianity in America, there is an amazing need to really wake up.
Amen. So some ministers do contact you, as I have, and ask you to help you in this fight, get the word out to people. Do you ever get invited to speak in any churches and share the information?
I've not been invited to speak in churches yet. I believe because most of what I do right now is not, it doesn't look like a typical Christian ministry, because I minister to lawyers and doctors and scientists and physicians and, you know, just people who are aware of what's going on with the COVID pandemic. And then because of that, they became aware of more evil that's being organized in this world. Mm-hmm. So God really called me right now to be like Daniel in the world, where I just wake up people who can be influential in society. Like, I'm in touch with a presidential candidate in Romania. I helped make a documentary about him. He worked in the United Nations for 18 years, and he revealed how the United Nations is basically a platform for criminals to execute dark agendas. And so that is a very powerful documentary that's been translated in, you know, I don't know how many languages, and it's going worldwide. So after directly ministering to Christians for decades, God actually called me now to minister in the world, where we have to, you know, this is one of the main problems of Christianity, that the enemy has managed to sideline us, where we have no relevance in the real world. We only preach to the choir all the time.
That's true.
Christians have been taught, which I don't believe is what God says, but they've been taught that we have to wait for a rapture. So they have lost vision to even be involved in the world, which is essentially the mandate that Christ gave us. He said, you will sit with me on the throne and you will reign with me over the nations. And you are kings and priests. You are a royal priesthood. You have authority. And Paul said, don't you know that you will judge angels and powers of this world? You know, so basically, God created people, his children, to represent his authority on the earth and to cast out evil. But the enemy came into the church and he started mistranslating certain scriptures, and he told the church, no, you guys, you don't rule and reign with Christ. You guys stand aside and let us take over the world. And that's what has happened. And that's why there's so much evil in the world. It's not because the wicked are so powerful. It's because the righteous have not been doing
what God
has called us to do. Yeah.
Well, evil men succeed. Evil men succeed when good men do nothing, right?
Exactly. And that's what God told me at the beginning of the pandemic. Sometimes he suddenly speaks very clear and loud to me. And he suddenly said, David, there is only one reason why the wicked reign. It's because the righteous are not.
Amen.
But he said, I did not appoint the wicked to reign. I appointed the righteous to reign.
That's true. That's true.
And so what needs to happen is that the children of God start understanding that they are the ones who are blessed by God, who are anointed by God, who are mandated by Christ, who are reborn by the Spirit to execute his judgments on earth, to cast out evil, to restore creation, and to truly be the children of the Most High who represent his kingdom here on earth.
Amen.
That's why Jesus said, pray that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Amen. You know, that's one thing that took me years to learn myself. I am born again. I am not waiting to enter God's kingdom. I'm already in his kingdom. Colossians chapter 1 says, I've been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. I'm now
exactly,
a servant of Christ. I'm in his kingdom. His law supersede any law in this world, and that's all there is to it. When you figure that out, we start standing more boldly. We're not afraid what man thinks or says to us, because we serve a king that gave us a commandment, as you said, ambassadors. And my duty is not, I don't go out and preach what I want. As an ambassador, I go out and teach what my father says, take him. That's what we do. And if we don't do that, we're failing our calling, aren't we?
Exactly. And the enemy has managed to steal the crown that's on our head and put it on their own head.
Amen.
They are totally illegitimate. They have no authority. They have no blessing. They have no power. That's why they have to do everything through lies and deception, because they have nothing. They are as poor and as powerless as can be. Their only power is the power of deception. So when they can deceive people in their minds, then they can rule over them. And that's why, through Stop Fraud Control, I present the truth to humanity, where people are set free from the lies and they can start seeing what's really going on. And then I'm not only exposing what's evil, but I'm also empowering people with the truth so they can rise up and take their God-given position to establish his dominion on the earth. Goodness, truth, love, justice, righteousness, etc.
Well, now your teaching will be on. You said will be out in May, and will that be put online for everybody to see, or will you make it available in book, or how are you going to do
Yes. No, it will be free online. On May 6th. It will be totally released on the website as a report that people can just read. They can download all the documents, and it will be just available there in many different languages. So that is specifically the report about the strategy to normalize pedophilia worldwide. But of course, if people go to the website now, they will see all the existing information that's already there.
Well, now, when you bring this out before people, and I know you're doing it all over the place, do most of them find it hard to believe that we're that far gone in America, especially, that we have that filth in front of our children? Does most of them find that hard to believe?
Well, yeah, I've noticed that people struggle with that. It is so shocking. They can't believe that something so horrible could really be executed. But we have to keep showing the evidence and keep speaking, because I do see that there is an incredible amount of people worldwide who is waking up. And that will only increase tremendously in the next years.
Amen. Amen. Well, let's go and take a phone call or two. Let's start with Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
As in the days of Noah, so shall it be here, right?
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Now, so yes. Psalms 83. Now, who am I talking about? Who's involved in this up there? You know what?
Well, we know exactly the enemy of the people. We know who's the head of the kingdom, and he had minions everywhere. We see that. But the church, as he's saying, Mick, has forgotten our authority and our duty. For some reason, we think we're just here to hold church 3-4 times a week and have a revival once in a while. We're not to go out into the world and demand his righteousness. We're the disciple of the world, the disciple of the nations, but the church doesn't take us seriously any longer. They don't think it's our calling anymore.
Now, here's one of the problems. They teach God loves everybody. That's hokey, man.
That isn't true. I preached on that too long ago. That isn't true. He's angry with the sinners every day, and he hates evil, and we're told to stand with him in battle. But see, the church doesn't think we're here doing battle. They think we're here just to be lovey dovey and not take a stand against anything. They think we're here just to we think Christ. The church thinks Christ was a wussy, soft hearted, tender, and would never harm anybody. But he called the chief preachers of his day liars. And white horse sepulchers. He took a whip to the money changers. Christ was not a peaceful person. He said in Matthew 10, I didn't come to bring peace. He said, I didn't come to bring peace. I couldn't bring a sword. But the church don't want to believe that. They think we're just here to be nice and go on. And that's a fact.
That's how sick it is.
That's exactly right. That's how we're in this mess simply because the church forgot its calling and its duty. Anything else you want to say, Mick, very quickly?
Yeah, that's why. Now, you know, the AA has always been communist, day one.
Well, I won't doubt that. I don't know that, but I won't doubt it because we know the UN's been communist from day one. So why not that, too? Of course. And the WHO is, all the organizations are. Every one of them are communist now. That's very true. Thanks for the call, Mick. Good points. Thanks again for the call. Very good points tonight. Thank you. I enjoyed that. All right, let's go next to Dino, Wisconsin. Dino, come on in.
Yeah, Butch, I'm calling back. I'm reading your volume 2. And what you've been talking about right now, Butch, it's in your book. Remember, you remember that, right?
Oh, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Yeah. And this guy's name is David Sorensen, right?
Yes, David Sorensen, yes.
It's S-O-R-E-N-S-O-N?
That's it.
Oh, so I'm wondering, David, just exactly what state are you located in or are you in this country?
Yes, we live in Colorado.
Oh, you're all in Colorado. So I'll be down. That's where one of Butch's sons lives.
Yeah, that my oldest son lives in Colorado Springs. Yes, yes.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah. Because are you not too far from Denver, Colorado?
No, we are way up in the mountains. We are 3 hour drive from Denver.
Okay, I'm wondering. Here's some comments for you. We had a lot of people. About 400 years ago, thanks to Martin Luther, the Pilgrims, the Puritans, and the Protestants all started with P and they have R's in them. You know, and today they would be appalled at what's being taught now when they have 13-year-old girls doing drag queen dance things in churches. It's unbelievable. Hey, Dave, do you remember the book by Charles Isserby called "The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America"?
I do have that book. I'm sorry.
Oh, that was written about 15 years ago. I think Butch knows about that.
Oh, yes.
That's a good book on the public schools. Yeah. You know well, Dave and Butch, that Babylon is being fulfilled. Jeremiah 49-52. The word is mentioned 72 times.
Revelation 18 also.
Yeah, Revelation 18 too.
Yes.
Says, come out of her, Babylon. You know, and the church today, Dave, yeah. You've been a pastor, Dave, for about 50 years, correct?
I've been in ministry since 1997.
That's only 26 years. Wow, good for you.
Wow. I am 50 right now, but I've been in full-time ministry for about 25 years. But you are correct. God is literally destroying.
Go ahead, David. Go ahead.
Yeah, God is literally destroying the system of Babylon in the church, and he's calling his real children, and a real child of God is someone who is led by his spirit. Who doesn't only believe with the head, but it's somebody who's really surrendered and who's led by the Spirit. Those are the children of God. And he is calling them out of the Babylon system, which is all about the worship of men, all about the mind of the flesh, all about, things of this world. People who are led by the Spirit are called out of Babylon, and I believe that they are the ones who will be used by God to usher in a whole new era where people will see how much evil there has been and that God's children will start to shine in this world. They will start to show the world God is not about dead religion. He is about life. He is about everything we long for.
Amen.
You don't have to, the enemy has managed to create a caricature of God and life with God by creating a Christian religion where people act strange, they talk strange, they dress strange, so that it appalls outside people. They think, I don't want to be that weird. So they say, I don't want to have anything to do with God because I don't want to have anything to do with religion. But God is not religion, God is life.
Amen.
God is everything that a human being longs for. He's everything that makes us happy. And so I believe that one of the reasons that God has allowed Christianity to become so, you know, as it is so that people would understand the system of Christianity is not what Christ came to establish. He came to restore people back to the God who gives us everything that is good, beautiful, and everything that makes us shine in this world.
And
he makes
power
us
of
alive.
The power and authority to do it, too. Anything else very quickly, Dino? Anything else you want to say? Dino, go on.
Comments, yeah. Okay. That's a good comment, because the remnant will be protected, David, and Butch out there. And you know what 1 Peter 4:17 says, judgment begins in the house of God.
Amen.
And there's about 320,000 churches in America. People out there, David and Butch, and that's where judgment starts.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dino. Praise the Lord. All right, two good calls so far. Let's go to Gene in Ohio. Gene, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, and I'm really honored to speak to both of you concerning this problem.
The United Nations,
is advocating sex between adults and children, and just today, I'm really getting sick of all these things, and I was wondering if your guest has any information he could send me so I could give it to some of the women around here. Women are a lot more organized than men for social issues like this, and I know that would promote your agenda, which is what I'm for. Is there any way I can get something, you know, that I could pass out to some of the women in the area?
All right. How about that, David? Any way you can help him out with information,
yes.
Pass out?
Yes. So my goal is to put all this information, all the evidence, into one PDF document that anyone can download, and you can then print it out in as many copies as you want, and I give it to people. That's the whole purpose of the report that I'm making, to bundle critical evidence that people can spread all over the place. So if you go to stopworldcontrol.com on the 6th of May, then you will find on the homepage, you will find a link to that report, and you will be able to download it and email that to people, or just print it out and give them a physical copy.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much.
And Gene, I'll have that copy available here. I'll make copies for people that don't have computers. I'll get it off in the system, A, Lord willing, and have a copy here anybody wants. And how many pages, and thanks for the call, Gene, how many pages are in that report, do you think, David?
I'm not sure how many pages it is in printed form. I guess it will be like 30 pages or something. That's a rough estimation.
Well, do you mind if I would print that off in the 6th and offer it to people? Would that be okay?
Of course, that's what it's for. Yep.
Okay, I'll just ask for postage, pay for it, the shipping. That's all I ask for. All right, we're down the last few minutes, folks. If you want to call, you better hurry. 844-769-2944. If you want to call, you got a couple minutes left. And, David, again, recap for us. Tell us what we can do to help. How we can find more about you?
Yeah, the most important thing is to spread truth. Don't lose hope. Know that God wins. Christ did not die and resurrect to be a loser. He is the victor. The enemy has lost completely. Christ is the complete and utter victor. We have to remember that. We are not in a losing battle. The enemy has infiltrated the mind of the church to tell us that we are losing, but Satan has been stripped of everything he has. Jesus completely disarmed all the powers of darkness. All they have is deception. We have the blessing, the mandate, the authority, the Holy Spirit, the kingdom, the angels. We have heaven. We have, you know, the hosts of heaven are on our side. And most of all, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, name above all names, he who is exalted above everything, he is the one who's on our side. So we have to renew our mind, get detoxification from our mind of anything that's negative, and have this victorious mindset to rule and reign with the King of all kings.
Amen. Because the battle is for the mind. That's where flesh tries to control, folks. If we can overcome that through the Spirit of Christ in us, and daily fill our mind with his word. I understand what Brother Dave's trying to tell us. We have authority in us, so we don't exercise because we're afraid to or don't know we have it. Either way, we're defeated because of that.
Yeah.
We've got to stand up and speak the truth.
Exactly.
All right, and folks, his website is stopworldcontrol.com. Go ahead.
Yeah, so exactly, yeah. Yeah, if people sign up for the emails at stopworldcontrol.com, they can also go on the website to the tab, Saving the World, and there they will see a category, World Freedom Prayer. If they sign up for those specific emails, they will be educated about our authority in Christ to sit with him in the heavens and operate not from a position of defeat, but from the victory that Christ has obtained for all of us.
Okay. All right, we just got a call from Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, you got about 30 seconds. Come on in, sir.
Hello, Pastor Butch.
Yes.
And Dave, I like the way he mentioned the three city-states. Not too many people talk about that.
That's
Vatican
true.
City of London, and D.C. Vatican is religion. City of London is financial. D.C. is in Washington's military. And they're all connected by a structure, an obelisk. There's one in St. Peter's Square.
How we got? You only got 15 seconds left, Bruce. About 15 seconds
Square,
left.
The City of London has the Cleopatra's Needle, not big obelisk. And of course, the Washington Monument, the biggest obelisk in the world. It's a Sun 6 symbol. I thought I'd get that out.
All right. Thank you, Bruce. Thanks for calling. Sorry we're out of time, but we're fighting out of time. And David, thanks again for joining us, and I like to keep in touch with you, and I do want to copy a recording report when it gets out, and thank you so much, David, for what you're doing.
Thank you. Many blessings.
I'll be talking to you soon, my friend. God bless. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow night. Just you and I tomorrow night. Have a great night. Good night.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.